You are hearing Fintadoo's podcast. Qualifying intellectual property under UAE's Free Zones regime. Introduction. The UAE Corporate Tax, CT, law states that qualifying income, QI, of qualifying free zone persons, QFCPs, is subject to a 0% CT rate. Non-qualifying income on QFCPs or income of non-QFCPs will be taxed at the normal 9% CT rate starting from June 1, 2023. Recently, the Cabinet Decision No. 100 of 2023 and Ministerial Decision No. 265 of 2023 have provided clarifications on various aspects of the QFCPs regime. In this discussion, we will analyze the clarifications issued regarding intellectual property or intangibles. Repeal of previous decisions. The new decisions have repealed the Cabinet Decision No. 55 of 2023 and Ministerial Decision No. 139 of 2023. The repealed decisions categorized ownership or exploitation of intellectual property assets under excluded activities, meaning income from such activities was not eligible for the 0% tax rate under the QFCP's regime. However, in a positive development, the new decisions consider ownership or exploitation of qualifying intellectual property as qualifying activities eligible for the 0% tax rate. Qualifying intellectual property, QIP. The Ministerial Decision 265 defines various terms as follows. Description. Inclusions. Exclusions. Key takeaways. Qualifying intellectual property. Patents, copyrighted software, any other right functionally equivalent to a patent, utility models, intellectual property assets that grant protection to plants and genetic material, orphan drug designations, and extensions of patent protection. Any marketing-related intellectual property assets, such as trademarks. Note that trademark royalty from group companies operating globally may not be considered as QI. Despite the fact that the UAE QFCP's regime may not be beneficial for a company holding intellectual property rights, IPR, the 9% tax rate may still be favorable compared to tax rates in other countries. Patents. Any patent granted under UAE or foreign laws. Patents and copyrighted software registered under foreign laws are also considered as QIP. Copyrighted software. Any copyright subsisting in software granted under UAE or foreign laws. Calculation of QI. The recent decisions introduce a specific formula for calculating QI of QIP as follows. QI of QIP equals qualifying expenditure plus uplift expenditure. Overall income, overall expenditure. QI of QIP equals overall income, overall expenditure. Qualifying expenditure plus uplift expenditure. Qualifying expenditures, expenses directly related to research and development activities, conducted by the QFCP or outsourced to an unrelated party, and associated with the creation, invention, or significant advancement of the QIP. Uplift expenditures, additional costs or investments made to enhance the value, quality, or functionality of intellectual property assets. These expenditures are allowed up to 30% of qualifying expenditures, provided they do not exceed overall expenditures. Total expenditures encompass all costs and expenses related to the QIP, including qualifying expenditures, acquisition costs, and any other associated expenses. Overall income means royalties slash any other income derived from QIP, including embedded intellectual property income derived from the sale of products and the use of processes directly related to QIP. As a general rule, QI does not include income attributable to a domestic permanent establishment or a foreign permanent establishment. Income derived from the ownership or exploitation of a movable property. Income considered taxable income. While the decisions lay down the method of calculation of QI and non-qualifying income, NQI, it is imperative for the QFCP to maintain all records, books, and documents differentiating the two types of income. Conclusion. The recent decisions provide a structured approach to determine the tax treatment of income related to QIPs, offering clear criteria for qualifying and non-qualifying income for QFCPs. Businesses dealing with intellectual property assets in free zones should take these rules into account for tax planning and compliance. Stay tuned for more FinToDo podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.